Christine James. Now, here's what's happening. It looks like in Cohasset, there was a resident victim of a swatting hoax overnight. Here to talk about what happened, get a bit of a timeline, we have the Cohasset Police Chief, Bill Quigley. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Chief.
Thanks, Christine. Good morning.
You know what? When I saw this bits and pieces of this coming in, I thought I'd heard about things like this in the past, once or twice maybe in the western suburbs of Boston, but I hadn't heard anything quite like this. Tell our listeners what happened when you guys got a 911 call about 12:20 a.m. this morning. What did the caller say?
Sure. So shortly after midnight, our emergency dispatch center, the South Shore Regional Emergency Communications Center, as we call SHREC, received a 911 call from a male, and he was reporting that he was barricaded inside his house on Beechwood Street, that he had a pistol, a rifle, and also an explosive device, and that he was holding his three children hostage.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the – I know that you folks are trained for this. What did you do next?
I just want to say that our midnight shift did a great job along with their supervisor. The supervisor put all the right procedures into play, and he immediately declared a tactical alert, which sets into motion, mutual aid officers from our SHREC communities, which are Hingham Hull, Scituate, and Norwell. The on-duty officers from each of those police departments respond, to where the emergency is and would respond in kind if one of those municipalities had an emergency. So, we got, a proper amount of officers in place, secured, really buttoned down that area, and the detectives went to work, evaluating the information we're receiving from the caller, who remained on the line with the 911 dispatcher, which is sort of strange. It wasn't, someone called and hung up. This person stayed on the line and gave continuous information. So that was one of the things that, triggered, such a response that the person would stay on the line.
You were able to deduce somehow through whatever your forensic work was that it was a hoax. My question is, a lot of times I've heard that these have started from people who've actually got into it with some of these people that call these callers, I'm not going to say robocallers, these people that are calling people's landlines and cell phones now, trying to rip them off. People get into it with some of these callers, and I've heard that some of these calls actually originate from overseas where they're doing this to people. Any idea that this might be attached to something like that?
You're very accurate in what you say. Some of these scammers, if some people think it's funny to, if they get one of these scam calls, winning the lottery or, things along those lines, and some people think it's a good idea to stay on the line with these scammers and give them the business. It's not. The best thing to do is hang up. And they retaliate sometimes from overseas by doing things like this, so-called swatting. So the best thing to do if you get one of those calls is to hang up. Don't engage with them. Don't torment them, because something like this could happen. But as far as this incident last night, our detectives are looking into it. We have a great detective unit, and if anybody can find out where that call came from, they will.
Okay, that's good. So nobody hurt, just a good exercise to remember about, again, not engaging with some of these pranksters and always being careful and erring on the side of caution. If people have any questions about what to do if they're getting harassing phone calls at home, what do you suggest, Chief?
There's all kinds of information out there on different police websites, and also the Federal Trade Commission has some great resources on their website on what to do. And basically, it's the old, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
We appreciate you joining us again. That's Cohasset Police Chief Bill Quigley. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this.
There are more.